Lord for the word of God. I really enjoy that the word is God-breathed and is applicable to us. And it's a good reminder to kind of look at this picture in Ezekiel chapter 1 to see why did Ezekiel saw this vision and why he wrote the way he wrote, he writes. This really reminds me that the four living creatures that we're studying these few weeks are not about something else external of us, but they are a picture of us. And whether we have experiences described in the four living creatures decides or allows God to have a way to move, to administrate, to carry out what he desires on the earth as it is in heaven. So I was just reminded this morning that as we're looking or studying Ezekiel 1, don't try to read this for someone else, but we need to check piece by piece. Do we have this kind of experience described in the four living creatures? If we don't, then the Lord has no way to move through us. And these are not only just pictures of a proper Christians individually, but Christians who are not only loves the Lord, but coordinated together for the Lord to move. So this week I enjoyed that. Of course, I enjoy very much the hand of a man under the wings. This refers that we need to do everything properly, human, in a human way with a proper humanity. But I enjoy these hands are under the wings. So the source of this kind of human living is not a good ethical human living that we try to strive at by ourselves. But its origin or its source is from the wings, which typifies the grace as the strength of God and the power of God applied to us in our human living. So as we're living in our human, ordinary, daily living, we need to remember to be connected to this grace. And that grace is in our human spirit. So every day as we're living as a man, but we should never forget that as a Christian, we are our real source is in our human spirit. Amen. We need to connect it to the Lord. Another thing I enjoy is about the cloven foot. Of course, this represent or describes an experience that as we walk on the earth, we need to have the proper discernment. But again, this discernment is not just based on how you think things are should be done in the right way. And I appreciate the interpretation that we have coming from Leviticus chapter 11, how in the Old Testament, to the Jews, it was described about the clean animal, referring to the people that we need to contact. We need to have the discernment, but in Leviticus 11, he also mentioned that they need to chew the cud. You need both to qualify to be a clean animal. The clean animal that chews the cud and have the divided hoof are clean. Pig divided the hoof but does not chew the cud, is not a clean animal. So here in Ezekiel chapter 1, we have the calf's feet, we don't have the feet of a pig. Meaning that we need to divide, we need to have the proper discernment, but that discernment comes mainly from our enjoyment of the word. So I was reminded again this week, we need to enjoy the word as those who chew the cud. Not only read the word in the morning, but throughout the day, we need to allow the word to guide us, to govern us, to give us the proper discernment as we're living our human life, that word will speak to us so that we would have the proper separation when there's a need to separate from the things that will divide us. So we need the word, enjoy the word, and praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, this week I was reading in a commentary online in this website that somebody recommended to me called Bible Hub. It actually has a pretty good selection of commentaries, you know, very fundamental and many of them from the 1800s, like Darby is there, William Kelly, and et cetera, et cetera. But there was this one commentary from a man named Albert Barnes, Barnes Notes, and he mentioned in this commentary that he said the four living creatures are symbolic, not actual, you know. And you know, that kind of helped me a little bit. I mean, some of you may know I may have had some struggles with this portion, right? So in certain ways, you know. But anyways, I feel like sometimes you struggle and you don't really know why, you know. So reading that commentary actually helped me to see one of the reasons why I was struggling. You know, when I read his commentary, he said the four living creatures are symbolic, and then it was just a very natural, it was like a little step, right? This symbolizes this, that symbolizes that, you know, this symbolizes this, this symbolizes that. It's a very, very simple step, you know. But personally, I believe the four living creatures are actual, not symbolic. So I believe, and you know, you know, I'll call that a poser for you, okay? Hopefully you'll ponder that yourself, you know. But personally, I believe the four living creatures are actual, you know. And what Ezekiel saw in the book, in Ezekiel 1, what he saw was an actual thing. Even though it was in the spiritual realm, it was actual. And you might say, well, why do I believe it was actual, not just, you know, a vision? Because, you know, when the Lord spoke to Zechariah, for instance, you know, this is just, okay, here's a little aside for you. I mentioned this before. I feel it was just sovereign. I just recently read through the entire book of Ezekiel. That was a tremendous thing, great blessing. And now I'm just reading through the book of Revelation, you know, and I believe that's sovereign too. And, you know, the book of Ezekiel is actually never quoted in the New Testament. It's one book. You know, one of the most quoted books in the New Testament is Isaiah. Ezekiel's never quoted, yet it's referred to. You know, for instance, Revelation 22 is the fulfillment of the living water flowing out of the sanctuary on the south side of the altar that we see in Ezekiel 43. And you know, Revelation has the four living creatures, as we see in Ezekiel 1. And, you know, I think when you read Zechariah, right? Zechariah, it says he had a vision, you know, and he saw this, right? I mean, it's pretty clear when you read Zechariah, everything there is symbolic, you know? Even when he saw the high priest and Satan standing at his side, I mean, I don't think it was actually that, you know what I mean? It was a symbol of something that was going on in the spiritual realm. But I believe what Ezekiel saw was an actual, you know, the actual appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. You know, like I said, it's a very easy step to say, if you believe it's just symbolic, to say, oh, it's symbolic and this symbolizes this, this symbolizes that. Very simple, right? But it's a harder step to say this is actual and it symbolizes, right? So, but I believe, you know, we've just had a wonderful session, right? Haven't we had a wonderful session in the book of Exodus, going through something which is actual yet symbolic? So many aspects of the furniture of the tabernacle are actual but symbolic, you know? And so, you know, I feel like, I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if that's actual but symbolic 101, but I think it's easier than the book of Ezekiel in a way. I feel like Ezekiel is like actual but symbolic graduate school. At least for me, you know, because I personally, I believe what Ezekiel saw was actual, you know. And, you know, I was talking to Brother Frank after the meeting on Friday night because I shared something like this. And I was saying, Brother Frank, do you believe that the four living creatures are actual? And he was saying, well, you know, I don't know how they could have eyes all over, right? So, okay, I don't know how they could have eyes all over either, right? But God, you know, we just had 1 Corinthians 15. God prepares for it a body, you know? God prepares a body for the grain. God prepares a body There's a spiritual body and there's a physical body. God prepares a body. You know, I believe, anyways, so what am I getting at here? It's like, since I believe the four living creatures are actual, you know, I can't say, well, I am the four living creatures. No, I could never say that. You know, I was just reading Revelation when the first living creature opened the first seal. No, when the Lamb opened the first seal, the first living creature said in a voice like thunder, right? Well, I don't have a voice like thunder, okay? So I could never say I am, you know what I mean? I could say, but I will say we should be like, you know? We should be like the four living creatures, you know? The four living creatures conveyed the glory of God, for instance. The net result of the four living creatures conveying the glory of God to Ezekiel was that he fell on his face, right? And I think we just had 1 Corinthians 14. And if all prophesy and one comes in unlearned, right? He is convicted by all. He is something by all. And falling on his face, he says, surely God is in your midst, you know? So, I believe we should be like the four living creatures in conveying the glory of God, you know? I believe when the church is firing on all cylinders, the glory of God is conveyed, just as our brother shared this morning, you know? And this is our desire, this is our need, that's my desire, praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the eagle wind. The eagle wind, it means the grace and power.
Amen.
And this grace is sufficient and never powerless. And I enjoy the brother say, if you want this grace, you have to know the word of God and scripture. And you can, supply in your time to help. You have the balls to come to the time that for the time to help. And this is not for yourself. It's for God's move.
Amen.
Because God in the heaven, he have a purpose, and he want to come down to establish his purpose and will. So we have to cooperate with him, and the source is from the God. And I remember the brother say, this grace have the two functions, the moon have the two functions. The grace and protection, it's supplied the same time. We move, we have a grace, and also God protecting us. So we have to bow to move, and the world, the awesome world, will supply all what our need.
Amen.
And we just join the move of the church life. We move, bronze, we pray by prayer, by going, Amen. And move out of us. We all have the same direction and same purpose, and to accomplish God's purpose on the earth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So the vision in Ezekiel is very amazing. It seems like, how could it be? But I want to just say that the things there are very real. I really have wings. What do I mean by that? Not that I have wings, but in a prayer coordination with the brothers, I feel like we have mounted up with wings. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? I can say that I have been in coordination where we didn't mount up with wings. So the contrast is wonderful. There really are wings. One brother said that, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Actually, that's a verse, but the brother was pointing this out, that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So at 9:30 at night, if you say to the brothers, let's pray, the brother's like, oh, I'm so tired. I had a long week. You know, it's amazing. Or we could go play basketball. And the brother's like, yes, I feel great about that. They get energized. Why? Because they love basketball. We need to enjoy Christ in the prayer that energizes us, not puts us to sleep. Once you experience that, then you long for it. At 9:30, when it's time to pray, it's like, praise the Lord. Yes, let's pray. Because we can mount up with those wings. And those wings carry us in God's move. It's not enthusiasm. It's not will. It is grace. Praise the Lord.
The grace is... is enough for us. The four living creatures have to be produced for God to move. The grace of God is our strength and power. We need to be one with the Lord's move. In our daily walk, we need the proper discernment. You know, the brother had mentioned, you know, the eagle wings. And you know that, you know, the wings of an eagle, you know, is very important, just as, you know, our feet are very important to us. You know, the, you know, that, you know, our wings carry it away, you know, in a different direction. You know, praise the Lord, you know, that he carries us. You know, we just have to just depend upon him.
You know, I saw a picture somebody sent it to me, the Bronx District. And there was one person on the stage. I no longer remember who was speaking, okay? But the picture showed four young men, I think junior hires, stretching their wings out. They're doing the demonstration of the, you can tell they were doing the demonstration of four living creatures. I was very, number one, I miss those people, you know, they used to meet with us. Now they're in a different district. It was so good to see them blossoming in another district. The reason I'm mentioning it is this first night, their wings were joined one to another. They did not turn as they went, each went straight forward, okay? If I was part of the four living creatures, I know we cannot say that, but if I was part of it, if I was the wing, I'll be looking this way, that way. Are they moving? I'm going this way. They're going that way? I'm going that way. I have to be shaking my head, you know, looking, lined up. No. So how they do it? The Spirit. You know, if we all turn to the Lord, you say we can't really have a physical thing. And he said it is very real to him. It's all right. It's abstract, yet it's so experiential. So are you going to say, oh, I'm the eagle, I'm going to soar? Or are you going to say, I'm the, you know, ox? No. We all experience all aspects of it. Sometimes we experience the Lord carries us. The verse that you picked this morning, the second part of it is, I'll carry them my eagle wings and to come to me. Right? It's not carrying, oh, I'm in trouble. The Lord carries me. And where are we going? The whole purpose of it, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God has a will, and how do we know his will? It's not by artificially producing something that looks like an army, looks like an eagle, looks like this and that, but it's everybody answer to the Lord. And when we answer to the Lord, the inside, we feel it's right. That's the right way. And Isaiah, it says, this is the right way. You should walk in it. And this is how the church is going to go on. And I enjoy all the saints. We have all the saints. And the Lord take care of all of us. We need to be connected to one another. We need to stretch our wings and touching each other. We cannot be in a closet, in a room, in my house, and have no contact with the outside world. We need to be remembering one another. When one suffers, we all pray. We all pray. We suffer and we pray. And you will feel the Lord's hand in it. It's not something logical. It's not something we can analyze. A lot of the things the Lord doing, you fail to understand. But when you saw the end result, you say, amen, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed today, brother mentioned about the bigger picture. The Lord wanted to lead it all the way to the throne. And special, if we want to go all the way to the throne, we need a lot of grace. I think everyone can, you know, we sat here, we sit here enjoying the meeting, we enjoy some grace. But here mentioned about all sufficient grace. I went to the meeting Friday night at the Manhattan Meeting Hall. I really enjoyed the meeting. I must share today what I enjoyed from the meeting. we have right now we have a small numbers in the meeting, and the brother kind of have more freedom to share what they enjoy from the week. They share about what's the reason they still in the meeting, in the church life. That touched me a lot. They mentioned about the most critical pieces about the body. Like brother mentioned, without that entity, the full living creature, the Lord cannot move. It means the Lord need a body. But this body need everyone enjoy not only grace, but all sufficient grace. What that exactly means, so brother can share even from Luke. Many about when the Lord talked to Peter, he talked to Peter, say, I have a petition concerning you. We know Peter will fail, right? But he did not prevent Peter to fail. But I say, when you fail, you know, he said, concerning you, that your faith will not fail. Now, when you turn again, establish your brothers. You know, it means everything we went through is not for ourselves. The four living creatures, not for themselves. They are for the body. And for the body, then the Lord will supply them the all-sufficient grace. It means wherever we go, wherever we do, there's a sufficient grace for us to endure, to go all the way up to the throne. I also wanted to share one verse, three verses from the Psalm 139. 139:8, if I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I made my bed in Sheol, here you are. If someone tell you he made bed in Sheol, it means there's some intention. No, he want to go to Sheol. But however, the Lord was there. And also mention 11, if I say, surely darkness will cover me, and the light around me will be night. Sometimes we may feel we are in the night. But even the darkness is not dark to you, and night shines like day. The darkness is like light. I do believe, like once it is shared about Esther, when the Esther went to the king, and he has even prayed for her. He said, if I perish, I perish. Right? So for Esther, maybe she feels it's night. But the Lord prepared a light for her so she can save them. But the God in that chapter is hidden. When Joseph went to jail, he may feel he's in darkness. But without the God putting him all the way down, he cannot be the second man in Egypt. So sometimes we don't really know. A lot of things we should not intervene God's will, but God desire we enjoy Him as all-sufficient grace. May we all enjoy the all-sufficient grace that we can experience the reality for the four living creatures.
Amen. So I was struck early on in the meeting that although we're all here, we don't hear the same meeting, right? And so some people this morning heard about cloven feet, right? Other people might have heard about discernment, how you need to be discerning in your daily living. Others would have been touched by, okay, we need to be in the body. We need to be one. We need to be thinking about each other. How there are saints who are struggling right now, right? I heard, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in weakness. What is weakness? What is weakness? Weakness means no struggle. When you struggle, it's because you're trying to do something. You're trying to do something for yourself, for somebody else, but you're doing the struggling because you think you are still powerful. So what does that mean? That means that there you're not having, or you're not going to be able to experience that all-sufficient grace. You're not going to be able to experience having two pair of wings, one to cover you and one to keep you soaring. The wings that help you to move through life without struggle. So, I just want to say, whatever you heard sitting here, right? Because only you know what you heard. Okay, maybe you heard all of it. Maybe you heard nothing. Regardless of what you heard or didn't hear, His grace is sufficient for you.
Maybe I'll close in a few minutes. What I heard, what I enjoyed this week and also what our brother mentioned is to kind of step back a little bit and see the overall move, the overall vision, and that is that there is a man on the throne. And this man wants to move on the earth. And I enjoyed this principle of incarnation our brother shared that I enjoyed Matthew 6:10 this week for a different reason, but I enjoyed this, that we are to pray that the kingdom would come on the earth. We are to pray to lay the tracks for the Lord to move. We are to be those who would cooperate with God so that He can move on the earth in a general way, but what I enjoyed was so He can move in New York in a specific way. And He has been moving, and He wants to continue to move. And so what strengthened me this week was this kind of details of these things. For Him to move, we need the grace. We need the wings to strengthen us for His move. And I enjoy this picture. The eagle soars and uses the updraft of the wind. Not like geese that are just kind of flapping the whole time to get south, you know. But the eagle finds that draft, that updraft, and just soars with it and goes with it. And I just feel like that's our experience. When we experience grace is sufficient for you in this situation, it means we're not struggling. It means we found that updraft. We found the grace, and we're just enjoying Him, passing through many difficulties and many trials. This was Paul's experience. This is what he was writing about. He experienced a lot of sufferings, and we all do too. We go through many things. But the way to go through it is to enjoy the grace and to find the grace, which means I also enjoyed I Am Coming, Lord, this morning at the Lord's table. We come to find grace, right? To receive mercy and find grace for timely help. And oftentimes, I don't even know exactly what I need, but I know I need some help right now. So I exercise to come forward, and there's grace, there's mercy, there's love, there's compassion. All that God is there for us to enjoy. And that grace which supplies us also is a covering to us, and it is a protection to us, at least to me, from all the flaming darts. You know, we have a lot of doubts about things. We pass through things. We wonder, why is this happening? And we ask why a lot. We need the covering from those kind of thoughts to stay in the grace and to enjoy the grace. And we also need the hands of a man and the feet of an ox. And I enjoyed this verse this week. The Lord says, when Paul was writing and said, these hands have ministered to many. Although Paul was an apostle, a marvelous, I consider one of the top apostles in the New Testament, and he wrote so much of the New Testament, yet he didn't expect anything from the churches. If there was need, he worked with his hands. He was very human.
and very down to earth. And even he worked to supply the other brothers who were serving with him, to take care of their human need and their need wherever they are. These hands have ministered. And that really struck me. It's not just that he spoke to them and encouraged. He did speak to them. He did encourage them. He visited them. But even more so, these hands have ministered. We need a proper humanity. And as our brother shared, I was in these lessons this week in Russia. You know, the enemy is attacking the proper humanity of our young people. We need to be exercised. As parents, we need to give them the proper character, help them to develop the proper character, and also to warn them that there's an attack on our humanity and all the whole educational system. So we need these hands. We need a proper humanity to express the Lord. And then that actually, to me, gives us the proper discernment. The discernment really comes from our enjoying the Lord in our human living, in our daily living, in our daily walk. We need a proper discernment. And as was mentioned, even who to contact and who not to contact. And by these kinds of exercises, I believe the Lord can really move. I don't know how to move like lightning, but the Lord knows how to move like lightning. And if we will exercise to enjoy this grace, to have a proper humanity, and to have the discernment in our daily walk, the Lord can really move in all the districts and in all the situations in New York. And I believe he wants to raise up more districts and more churches in the state of New York. So may we be one with him this week to enjoy him as the all-sufficient grace. Be sure to remember to pick up your morning watch verses. And we will see you during the week, hopefully, in the prayer meeting. Amen.
We're dismissed.